Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. San Francisco's Muni rolled out its oldest buses and streetcars for the first time since before the pandemic, celebrating what it calls Muni Heritage Day. For more, KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez got on the bus.
More than a century of Muni history rolled through San Francisco's downtown Saturday afternoon, dating back to Muni's first ever streetcar, a gray and red painted hulk of a machine. But many of these museums on rails and on wheels were in service in living memory, like an iconic bus from the 1980s and 90s painted white with orange sunset colors. Muni fan Quessy Spencer rode those buses early on in life, and one thing he remembers keenly is their sound.
Well, not really chuck-chuck-chuck, but like if I was, so in this case, I'm going to do like a Neoplan sound. So it's more like,
That's the bus this reporter rode as a kid, too. It's a sound keyed into my memory, maybe even my soul. 73-year-old bus operator Ron Mitchell is also a lifelong San Franciscan, and he recalled the bus's pitch with fondness.
It would whine, and especially going up hills, you can tell when it's coming. Even the other models, it's even more ancient, as they say. You can tell when they were coming up as a kid. I could hear it, you know, coming up at nighttime.
That sound had Muni riders Saturday smiling from ear to ear. From the bus, I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.